You know, I was been thinking all week about the times that he has touched my life. And they sang that song this morning. I've actually left my notes at home, so there you go. I bought the wrong book, so there you go. It's okay. He is. First of all, I really want to give honour to this church and to its leadership. And I want to give honour to Trish and Clive and to you, Lynette. I've seen you go through much shaking and many difficulties, but you guys have pushed through. That's why we are where we are today, and I really honour that. That I remember getting shaken and running, but I haven't seen you guys run. I've seen you, like it says in Ephesians 6, when you've done everything you can, that you've stood. You've stood. And he's come, and he vindicates. And it's really amazing. I've seen that with Trish many times. And I've been really privileged that she has been, she had a thing on Facebook this week about that we've been friends on Facebook. And I really started to think back over the years. I've known her for probably as long as Lynette, maybe a little bit less. But I remember, man, I was screwed up mess. It's the only way I can describe it. So I'm going to give you a little bit of my journey and share what I really feel that God is saying today. Because we are coming into, I've been listening to prophetic words this week, and Lauren Cunningham, who I haven't heard or seen for a long time, actually came up this week and brought a prophetic word. And he talked about, and I'm going to read a little bit of that first from Isaiah. I can remember that, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over all the people. And as glory appears over you, nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. And your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. The riches of the nations will come. Right now, we're seeing America as a, well, really, it's scary when you see what's happening. But God. And you know, this has been predicted and prophesied for many years that we are coming into such a time as this. And we have been born for such a time as this. What you're going through and what you've been through, all the shaking is to prepare us so that we will stand, that we're going to stand. Because there's a time coming when we're going to be in our families. I know in my own family, sometimes I get ridiculed. People don't believe what I say. When I was out the other week, I think I shared last week, how when I was on a garden ramble and I dropped a clanger about gay people, and it actually, because I have a gay brother, I am very careful about what I say. But I actually said to them, look at the TV ads. Look at the advertising, how it is so creeping in our kids. They are trying to condition our children to the darkness. They are doing everything, the TV programs, everything. But you know, we've been warned, and this is the time that we're in right now. And Lauren Cunningham had this, he had a dream, and he saw four sticks. Three of them were standing straight, but one was bent. And this man has prophesied a lot into the nations. He's known who the president's going to be. And lots of things that he's prophesied has happened. But this is the time that church has got to prepare. We have to prepare. We are in the greatest race of our lives right now. And we can't do it, but he can. He is well able to do what needs to be done. But we have to be tapped into heaven to be able to pull heaven down and rest in him. And do it out of rest, not out of struggle. When I was flying to Toronto with Trish years ago, it was the first time I ever went, I was absolute a shambles. I had heaps of junk in my trunk. My marriage You know, the Holy Spirit he woke me up last night and said, tell people I want the junk out of people's trunks. I want it out. I want it out. And I remember going to Toronto and I was a real screwed up mess. And I was reading this book on the testimonies of the amazing miracles that were happening in Toronto. And Trish and I would chat now and then, and we had a coffee on the plane, and all of a sudden I started to turn away because I felt like the Holy Spirit was opening me up and he was going to show every grubby, horrible thing that was in my heart. And in the end, I tell you what, my heart was racing, my mouth was dry, and I turned to her and I said, I need you to pray for me. I am such a mess. My marriage is a mess. And she said, yes, and you've been planning, and I was, to not go back to Ray when you come home. You had planned that while you were away, that you were not going to go back. And she said, you're not to leave Ray right now. And that started a process in my life where I had, we were in the UK, I bought this plate and it had a tennis racket on it. And I didn't realise at the time how vital that was to a breakthrough in my life that was going to bring healing that I never expected. Because I had had a dream when Jill Austin was here. I had a dream that I was in the bath and I got up and I had this tennis racket, or I had something in my hand, and someone was looking through the window, and I totally lost it. In fact, I was so shocked at the emotions that I wanted to kill. I think if someone had walked into my room that at that particular time, I think they might have got done over, because I was so full of rage. He showed me the rage that I had. I married a guy that was totally broken, just like me. Totally broken. And he's still broken. But God is healing him too. As he heals me, he's healing him. My life was so shaken. And I remember going to Toronto and sitting in the soaking room, absolutely wrecked after we'd flown, because that was really traumatizing for me when he really exposed my heart. But you know, the whole time I met people, one guy came up, just took my hand and said, God is going to take you out of the cage. He's taking you out of the cage. Someone would walk up and the power of God, grab your hand and the power of God. I've never experienced the power of God like I experienced there. You couldn't stand. If someone touched you, you just went to the deck. And it's not all about going to the deck. It's all about allowing him to work on your heart and asking him, what do you want to do right now, Lord? What do you want to do? And it's getting up and working through those issues. Because, you know, he has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And I'm going to read Psalm 139. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. And while I'm getting there, thank you, Jesus. Well, I want to go to verse, hold on. Oh, Lord, help me. Here we go. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. His plan and his purpose for us is so incredible that probably if he unfolded it all at one time, we wouldn't be able to hack it. And I just want to read a bit of this now. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me are written in your book before they came to be. Because every thing that he is prepping us to do is written in our book. And it's as we go through circumstances. I actually heard a comment the other day saying where you've been bitten is actually where your ministry is. And it's true. It is your ministry. I started to tell you about that tennis racket thing. Well, what God revealed to me was about the abuse in my childhood. And he'd already begun to uncover some of that. And it was really difficult because some of those people were close to me. And when you're coming in contact with people like that all the time, it is actually very hard to get through some of that stuff. But he had a plan and a purpose when he took me over there. And I had a time of counselling with a couple from Toronto that I was really blessed while Trish went up to see her son. I had a week with this couple. And God began to uncover lots of issues. And I want to say to you that when he unveils things, he just sees you as beautiful. You're beautiful to him. He gave me the words of the song earlier this morning too. I know it's a song, but I'm not sure where it is. And I believe he wanted me to say this over you this morning. You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Don't you see? You're everything I've hoped for. You are all I'll ever need. You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. We make mistakes. We can live out of our soul and not our spirit. And sometimes when we live out of our soul, when things keep coming thick and fast, we actually get out of the spirit and start to fight in the natural. And that's when we get hurt and we hurt other people. So I just want to say to you today, you are so beautiful to him. And it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've come from, or even how far you are through that. Every bit of shaking you are going through, he is going to use. He is going to use for his glory, especially in this time. He's beginning to open doors for each and every one of them. Each and every one of you. He's saying, come up here so I can show you great and mighty things that you know not. He wants you to be a people of signs, wonders, and miracles. You've all been born for such a time as this. And I think of the story of Esther, what she goes through and what happens. And I remember watching a movie about her just recently. It was totally out of her hands being given to this heathen king. Totally out of her hands. But she said to the Lord, like Mary did, let it be done to me according to your word. And that king so loved Esther. Even what she even went through the point where she could have been taken off the planet. But she knew her God, and those that know their God will do exploits. Those that know that he heals, he delivers, and he sets free. You know, we are in a place, we are blessed. We see signs, wonders, and miracles in this church all the time. We see people healed, we see them delivered, and we see them set free. I have a really good friend, Wendy, my Zimbabwean friend. She came to this church a long time ago. And when Trish prayed for her, she got baptized in the Spirit. Well, I'll tell you, she is the most on fire woman of God. She was raised to be an intercessor by her grandfather. And a couple of years ago when I flew in to where she lives in Australia, as we got about 20 minutes out of the town that we were landing in, and it's just slipped my mind right now, that Wagga Wagga. And I looked down and my hands were just covered in gold. Just absolutely covered in gold. And I was going, what must be the makeup? And it was like, it was just happened on the plane. I wasn't praying, nothing. But my hands were just covered in gold. When I landed, it was still on my hands. And I said to her, look at this. Do you know, he has brought her forth as gold. Because she is a planting of the Lord. She has been through such devastation in Zimbabwe. She went through a devastating marriage. Man, I tell you, she walks and lives in the favour of God. Her heart is for souls and to see people healed, delivered and set free. And we have a team here that is what their heart is. Let's get the junk out of our trunk. If you've got junk in your trunk, it's time. This week I heard Norm MacLeod. I saw his blog on Facebook and he said, if you have got stuff in your life that needs to go, the time is now. Because if you don't with what the times we're coming into, it's going to trip you up in a very crucial time. So let's get rid of the junk in our trunk. Because you are beautiful to him. All he sees when he sees you is Jesus. He sees you holy and righteous, delivered, set free, covered in the blood, covered in that robe of righteousness, just like you have never, ever sinned. And I'm just going to read a little bit from Patricia King's book on decrees. And I want to decree over you this morning what he says about you. Because we've been singing about that this morning. What he says about us. How he loves us. Who am I in Christ? I am a child of God. God is spiritually my Father. I am a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away and all things become new. I am in Christ. I am an heir with the Father and a joint heir with Christ. I am reconciled to God and an ambassador of reconciliation. I am a saint. Woo-hoo. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ for good works. I am a citizen of heaven. I am a member of the body of Christ. I am united to the Lord and in one spirit with him. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am a friend of Christ. I am a slave of righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am enslaved to God. I am chosen and ordained by Christ to bear fruit. I am a prisoner of Christ. Yoo-hoo! I am righteous and holy. I am hidden with Christ and God. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am part of the true vine. I am filled with the divine nature of Christ and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. I am an expression of the life of Christ. I am a chosen and holy and dearly loved. I am a child of light. I am a partaker of heavenly calling. I am more than a conqueror in Christ. And there's a lot here. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am the devil's enemy. I am born again by the Spirit of God. I am an alien and a stranger to this world. I am a child of God who always triumphs in Christ and releases his fragrance in every place. Come on, guys. We release the fragrance of Christ in every place. We are able to change atmospheres because of who we carry. I wanted to share a bit. Whew, there's many more. I've been reading this book, Seeing Through Heaven's Eyes. And it's showing me lots and lots of things about me and about how I got on a treadmill. I was really in a good place with God, but then I got busy and things just crashed around me. I was running that fast, trying to keep up with this, trying to keep up with that, but the one thing that I didn't do was sit in His presence and receive His love and His peace. And I just understand now that, you know what it says in the Song of Solomon, "Dance with me, O lover of my soul." I watched I had a vision here in the other church. I had been watching this newly married couple dancing to the waltz together. And I can still picture it now because they are in such precision with each other. Every step they take, she melts into his arms, leans back and looks in his face. And all she sees is love. And that's what Daddy God wants for us. He wants us to lean back and look in his eyes and to see his love. He wants to saturate us with his love. He wants everything that we do to be done out of his love. Not out of work, not out of because we think we have to, not out of because we think that we're not good enough, because you are good enough. You are the kids' kings, the king's kids. You are a son and daughter of the living God. And he wants you to know that more now than ever before. Because there is such a move coming. The other part of the thing that Lauren Cunningham said was that there is going to be an outpouring, and we've been hearing it and hearing it. But as I saw it on Sid Roth, there was this oil which just poured out and it just ran and it touched everything. It touched everything. People couldn't get away from it. People could not get away from it. It touched everybody. All those kids that we've been praying for, all those husbands we've been praying for, all those situations we've been praying for, it's coming. And it's closer than what we think. It is much, much closer than what we think. Because Leith Heathlin, I really encourage you to go online and look at some of his stuff. He just has such the father heart of God. It just blows you out. Blows your lights out. It so shows you that his love is so unconditional. He just wants you. If he had nobody else, he wants you. And I'm going to just give you a little exploit, a little bit out of this book. And that scripture is Matthew 3:16-17. The moment Jesus came out of his baptism waters, the skies opened up and he saw God's Spirit. It looked like a dove descending and landing on him, and along with the Spirit, a voice: "This is my Son, chosen and marked by my love, delight of my life." You are marked with his love. You are the delight of his life. No matter where you are right now, you are the delight of his life. And he wants nothing better than you to come and sit at his presence, sit at his feet, drink of his love, then go out. He wants us to be the light. You know, I heard this guy preaching on a sermon on the three chairs, and it's actually quite mind-blowing because it talks about how we work for our salvation. Work, 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 and we lose sight of what's happening. And there is this other chair where we sit in. We sit in his presence, we soak in his love and his blessing and his favour, because we're favoured of him. He just wants to pour out that on us. And there's the other seat for the lost. Nobody's lost in here, are you? If you are, if he's calling you back today, if you have separated from him, I ask you today, don't leave unless you allow Jesus to come into your heart and to take up lordship in your life. And I'm going to say this again. This is my Son, chosen. This is my Son and my daughters. These are my sons and my daughters, and marked by my love. Delight of my life. You are the delight of his life. And I know that it's been through the power of his love that I'm where I am today, because it wouldn't have been through the power of my love and my marriage, because we lived in a pretty shipwrecked situation. And in some ways still do. But I have the love of my daddy. He loves me no matter what. He loves you no matter what. And right now, I'm going to leave you with that, because the Holy Spirit just wants to come and he wants you to know that as you surrender to him and give your life to him and all your situations, that he will come into those situations.